Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard. On Twitter, Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. At the bottom of the hour, it's the friend of our show, Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, and bodybuilder supreme,
Greg Jamie.
Do we know, Rob? Do you know if he won?
I do not know.
Okay, that's good. It'll be a surprise.
And
we'll
he never sent us the link, though. You remember he said he was going to send us the link?
Yeah, you're right.
Did you get it?
He didn't. He didn't know.
I did not get it.
Wow.
So I'm not trying to put him out there, but I thought we were going to get the link.
I ain't paying for that.
You're right. So we'll call him out on that and have a lot of fun with our man, Greg Jennings. He'll be on the Lions Jaguars call this Sunday. Wow. That's not a great one.
No, that means that you've been relegated. Jaguars. Right. You're on eighth string. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
All right, Rob, as I said, there was some breaking news today, a good amount. And one thing that broke, no surprise, but it's official, I guess. Reports are saying that Anthony Davis is going to opt out of his deal with the Lakers and then re-sign with them. So anyone that thought he was leaving the Lakers was flat out crazy. I mean, he moved heaven and earth to leave New Orleans and go to the Lakers, right? At that time, Rob, he was putting his reputation on the line, right? I mean, he was a guy that, you know, everybody knew he was great, but, you know, people thought he was just a good guy, not a lot of attention paid to him. And by demanding the trade and basically sitting out half the season or whatever it was, he took some shots. And certainly in New Orleans, they were upset with him.
Tampa
and
Bay
he forced his way to L.A. And then goes, plays with LeBron, wins a championship. He's getting more attention, more love than he ever got in New Orleans. So, obviously, he was going to re-sign with the Lakers. And the question is only how he'll do it. Will he take, like, a full, you know, long-term deal, 5 years, $202 million? Or will he, you know, take a two-year with a player option after one or a one-year with a player option after 1 year? So,
right.
We'll see. As you said, Tampa Bay ties it 3-3 home run. And in eighth inning, so we got a game.
I mean, they could wrap it up. You know what I mean? That was huge.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out.
So yeah, your thoughts. I mean, let me put it this way.
Yeah, I don't.
For the Lakers, like, what do you think this means going forward? I think, and I know you had said, and I think I agreed that this was LeBron's best last chance to win a finals. Rob, I think the window's still open. I think they have at least, I'm not guaranteeing they're going to win another one, but I'm saying they got one more great run in them that could end in the championship, and maybe they got two more.
I'm just not sure. I think that other players haven't been, Kevin Durant was missing this year. I think that's huge. That was his nemesis.
Golden State will be back.
State will be back.
He used to have Clippers, his way with Kevin Durant until Durant went to Golden State.
But I'm just saying, but he's a foe. The Clippers will be better the second year as far as, like, continuity. Right. They'll have something to prove,
Denver should be better.
Of the way they went. Denver's there. Dallas is better. They have a little more confidence. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't think it's a cakewalk. And I also not sure. Again, eventually LeBron will slow down. I mean, it hadn't happened. You keep waiting for it. You just don't know. So, I mean, sure, they're going to be in the mix. But I'm not saying that I could just look at it and go, oh, yeah, they're going to be in the finals next year. Not with
it is not
the
a
different
lock.
Players you I know, think coming they out enter, and what's
right.
happening.
I think they enter as the favorite.
That's just automatic, right?
But, yeah, but it's not going to be easy. In fact, it would be as impressive as this was, at least to some people, to me. Others poo-pooed the bubble, but I thought it was impressive. Next year, you mentioned it, Dallas is going to be better. Denver. The Clippers, Golden State. East.
But does New Orleans, I mean, does New Orleans finally take a step with those young? I'm not saying Chris to
they
compete.
Won't be, yeah, they won't
no,
be
no, no,
the
no,
Lakers.
No,
but
not
yeah,
to
they'll
compete,
be better. Phoenix will be
better.
But
they'll be better. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm looking at the teams out west. There's a ton of good teams.
That'd be a heck of a title if they win it next
year.
Yes. There's been a lot of talk about Anthony Davis being LeBron's best teammate. Who was the first person to say it? Kendrick Perkins said it. And then Dwayne Wade agreed with Perk on Twitter. Now, Chris Bosh came back and said Wade was just being humble. But here's how I would say it. If you just want to say best teammate that LeBron's had, right now, October 15, 2020, you'd have to say Dwayne Wade, as far as he's ranked higher than Anthony Davis historically. Right
and
now.
Rightfully so. He won a championship before LeBron even came to Miami. And Anthony Davis never did anything close to that.
Now, he had Shaq with him. Don't forget that.
No, I know. But he was a big part of that. I mean, when they won, he shot 300 free throws.
He was MVP.
You remember? Yes. I mean, Chris. Yes. I mean, that might have been
crazy.
That was the all-timer. Like,
well, and they rallied from a 2-0 deficit.
Right, it was 2-0.
It was darn near 3-0. I mean, they're 6 minutes away from being down 3-0.
Exactly. So there's a little bit. And like you said, even with Shaq, he was the MVP in it.
Right.
Let's not get it twisted.
So, yeah, right now. But I do think, Rob, that if LeBron and AD win another title, and if AD can somehow you know, maybe win another time. I mean, that's asking a lot for him to get three titles. I think he could go. He would go. He could go down bigger than Wade. We'll see. But as far as fit, like, who's the teammate that fits best with LeBron? I do think it's Anthony Davis, because Wade. I never thought now. Wade and LeBron were a good fit, obviously. Defensively, they were tenacious together because they both could get out on that wing and they could trap and they could swarm and hit the passing lanes, and they were a terror defensively and in transition. In the half court, I don't think they were a great fit because both of them, they play similar. You know, both of them were ball dominant. When LeBron was in Cleveland and Wade was in Miami, Wade played a lot like LeBron. He had the ball in his hands. He was creating most of the offense. He was a good passer, would get you 6-7 assists a night, and then, of course, score 27, 28 points. And so I thought what happened and was when LeBron got to Miami after the first year, and they both were trying to play their game, and it kind of was just taking your turn. Okay, Wade, you're going one-on-one. I'm going to stand over here and watch. LeBron, you're going one-on-one. I'm going to stand over
here
and watch.
Well, when you put that kind of talent together, you know, people are trying to figure it out. It ain't that easy because it's seldom. Right.
With some, but see, that's why I don't think it was a fit, because I think what happened was the second year when they decided, and Wade was the first to voice it, look, LeBron, it's your team. You got to take over. We got to play through you. I think Wade gave up some of his game. Like, I think Wade was about 80% of himself, like, you know, because he backed off and said, all right, LeBron's got the ball all the time, and I'm just going to play off of him, and that took away from him, but they won two rings. So I think LeBron and Anthony Davis, Rob, it was a pretty seamless transition because AD doesn't need, you know, dominate the ball, doesn't dribble it a lot.
No, he needs somebody to get the ball
right,
to him.
Right, that's it. So that's right. Where it's a really good fit. So that's why I think he's the best fit with LeBron.
Yeah, I still would take Dwayne Wade. I hear what you're saying.
With LeBron, so if you could say.
They went to four straight championships.
Well, remember, they had Bosh, too.
Yeah, but Bosh, look at, you want to say dropping off their game. Bosh was the one who dropped off the most and became a guy standing out at the perimeter, not really involved like he was before he got there.
I think that was their fault. I don't think Bosh lost his game.
No, I didn't say that.
I think that's the way they used him, right.
I'm just saying. Am I right, though? I mean, he was just standing there.
No, he became a glorified role player.
Right.
By the time, Rob, and people will be surprised by this, they don't realize this, his last 2 years in Miami – he averaged 16 points and 6 rebounds.
That's unbelievable.
Think about that. That's crazy.
That's unbelievable, but that's because he didn't fit. But it's hard for me to look at Dwayne Wade, considering what he was able to do, and then what he did with LeBron. It wasn't like they struggled to get to the finals. At one point, what did they win, 30-something? How many games in a row was it?
27, I think.
Yeah, something like almost. Yeah. I was going to say almost 30. It was incredible. That's hard to do in the NBA. I don't care who you're playing, Chris, you know, to be able to run off a string like that.
You're right. Wade just kind of broke down. You know, even that last year they were together, he really wasn't fully himself.
That's why LeBron broke camp. He's like, oh, this dude's busted. All right. Where's the next tire?
Hey, I'm glad. I know the city of Cleveland's glad he went back. Delivered that. That's still, I still think, Rob, some people, I think almost it's crazy that some people were saying this championship is his best. I don't think it's even close. It's got to be the Cleveland ring. One, you went back to the place you had
that's
left.
That's just
it's your hometown,
of the moment.
Right? And you're down 3-1 to a 73-win team. Come on.
This is, you know, because it's fresh, it happened Sunday. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's prisoner of the moment. There's no way. Nobody had ever come back from 3-1 in the NBA. How in the world could that not be the best?
Right.
That has to be the best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. We want to know this. Is Anthony Davis the best fit for a teammate, or even if you want to just go the best teammate LeBron has ever had? Is it AD? Is it Kyrie? Is it D-Wade? Is it Zydrunas Ilgauskas? No. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And, of course, Rob, Maude, huh?
That's right. One of my favorite shows.
I love this song. I wasn't a big fan of the show.
No, it was a good show.
I was young. Maybe I was
Betsy Ross got it all sewed up. And then there's Maude.
Now, let me ask you this, because obviously I can't remember her name.
B. Arthur.
She was in Golden Girls when it started. Was she playing Maude?
No.
Or was it a whole new thing?
Dorothy. She was a totally different character.
Okay.
But she
was the spinoff, though, of Maude? There was a spinoff.
She was on All in the Family.
So All
she
was in
on
the
three
was
great
the spinoff
shows.
Of Maude?
No, no, no. Maude was a spinoff, and Maude was a spinoff on that show. And the other one, Chris, was Florida from Good Times was on that show. Was on Maude. Yeah. Her name was Florida, but it was a different character.
Really?
She wasn't. Yeah. It was, her name was Florida, though.
She looked the same. Her name was Florida. How you know it was a different character?
No. But it was a different character.
She didn't live in the projects.
Because she didn't live in the project of Chicago. Right. She was living in Westchester County.
Oh,
she was a mall. You know what I mean? So that was a different part. She wasn't a, you know, but it was good. It was good.
Wow. All right. And quick story. My father-in-law, he was a dancer. I mean, he did a lot of things. He wasn't a professional dancer, but that wasn't like his main thing. Mm-hmm. But he did African dance and all that, right? He danced with Florida Evans.
Did
Esther
he really?
Roll was her real name. So,
right, Esther Roll,
yeah,
right.
A little something there.
Very nice.
All right, we are the iCouple brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. With their free same-day pickup, you can place your order online or grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations. Get this, either in-store or curbside. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. Is Anthony Davis LeBron's best teammate of all time? If not him, who?
All right, Robert in Florida. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
Thanks for taking my call. I think Anthony Davis is the best and most complimentary teammate because he and LeBron can occupy the floor at the same time and not be in each other's way. Right. Where I believe LeBron suffocated Kyrie and Dwayne Wade at times while they were teammates.
I agree.
Robert, what about the success that LeBron though had despite that? I agree with your assessment, but what Dwayne Wade was able to do and what that team was able to do.
Yes. But don't you remember at the beginning, Dwayne Wade didn't know where he fit in at?
No. I got that.
Take the last shot.
But they went to four straight NBA finals. Let's not say it didn't fit.
My answer is that those two, and I think it was the same with Kyrie, they were so good individually that they could win it. You know, but you and I both admit they didn't win. Wade and LeBron should have at least gotten three out of those 4 years. And I think part of why
they didn't do anything special
fit, right? And even Kyrie and LeBron, had they been a better fit, maybe they could have got another championship. Because here's the thing, Rob. Look, we remember the type of numbers Kevin Love used to put up in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
So if you honestly say LeBron, Kyrie, and Love,
yeah, but his numbers suffered.
That's a super team.
Yeah,
I think they suffered because it was LeBron and Kyrie dominated the ball. But I think that was a super team.
Tony in D.C., you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Fellas, what is good?
Yo, how are you?
Parker's platoon in the house.
Man, look, every time you call in, every time you call in, you don't have to say Parker's platoon.
Don't hate on them. Go ahead, Tony.
I know he got something to say.
My sources tell me, and these are my sources, they tell me you've been seen out and about eating your Buffalo Wild Wings with a knife and fork. Now,
your sources are wrong, but go ahead.
All right.
I think that I need to see a little bit more success with Anthony Davis right now. To me, Dwayne Wade's the better teammate because what if the Lakers don't win anymore? You know, he's had the most success with Dwayne Wade. And I think that, in a way, Wade taught LeBron how to win.
Right.
So let's see how this book ends. But I think it's
good, Tony. You know what, Tony? Hang on, Tony. What size do you wear?
Actually, a good call.
It's 11. A good call. What size?
11.
All right, Tony. Hang on, Rob. Get his information.
Actually a decent call.
That was very good. No, that was a good point. And we got some odd couple slides, flip flops, Chris. We've been giving out.
Comfortable, Rob. I don't know what it is. It's almost like they're Air Max.
Oh, you got them on now?
Or something. Yeah, I wear them all the time.
Yeah, no, they're very nice.
They're comfortable, right?
So we have something to give out, and we're going to definitely give Tony a pair. So let's get his information, all right? 877-99 on Fox. How about Joe in North Carolina? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, I love your show.
Thank you.
And, you know, I think the jury's still out. I mean, it could be that AD will be the best teammate, but I think the biggest thing is LeBron has always been a great player, but he is a better point guard now than he ever has been. Either he's running the offense better or it's a different offense, because you've got all kinds of people cutting to the basket, where back in Cleveland with Kevin Love, it was just, you know, Kevin Love right. didn't play his game. Right. They didn't go inside. It was kind of like you shoot 3-point and let LeBron go inside. But now it's a much more diverse offense, and LeBron is running it better. So I think it makes everybody better.
That's a good point. I feel like LeBron is not dominating the ball as much. He's not over dribbling as much. He's moving it more. He's more a part of the system than just the whole system. And I think that's good. I think that makes it easier for other stars to fit in. You know, obviously the one star next to him has been able to get theirs, but that third star hasn't. And I think now, if they, you know, there's talk they're going to try to get Bradley Beal, Chris Paul, whoever, it'd be easier for a third star to fit in.
Let's squeeze in Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up? I'll try this again. How y'all doing this theme song Thursday?
There you go.
Yes,
there
you got it.
Tony made a great point earlier. He says, you know, he stole my point. Dwayne Wade, I do believe, helped teach LeBron how to win. And me being a UK fan, I love AD. And being a UK fan and watching Dwayne Wade beat UK single-handedly, I'm not, you know, a big Dwayne Wade fan, but just possessing talent. I would never put a two guard besides Jordan and Kobe in front of a prime D Wade. And I think D Wade is very close to his prime the first 2 years that LeBron's with him. Right. And I wouldn't put any player ahead of him that LeBron's played with. Maybe mesh better with LeBron, but not better than Dwayne Wade. He was great when he was at his best.
I would agree that right now I think AD's a better fit, but yes, a better AD. Right now, Wade has to be ranked ahead of AD.
Yeah, but yeah.
Here's what I said.
You know what?
I think that go ahead, Rob. Say what you were going to say.
I was just going to say I we didn't know what we were going to get here. I thought there was a lot of thoughtful calls and people chiming in. That was really good stuff.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, Super Bowl champion, Fox NFL analyst, Greg, we said...
Greg Jennings.
We love you, but my goodness, we're praying for you, brother, this weekend. You got the Lions at the Jaguars. Dang. I mean,
so wait, what are you, Greg?
Be a worse game,
Greg. Have you ever been a string before? I don't remember in your career.
I love it. I love you guys.
And Greg, you know what? You're not even going to be on Fox. That game's going to be on the Cartoon Network. Did you know that?
We
heard there's bad news.
Yes,
we heard you finished fifth. Bodybuilding competition last week.
You know what? There's never bad news. I mean, it wasn't the result that I wanted, but I got a ton of great feedback. I had a great experience and was exposed to some things that I can now go back, look in the mirror, and say, this is what
literally,
I need to come
literally.
Back.
Literally.
Literally. So
did,
I mean,
you feel like you did your best? And it was a step up in level, but you felt like you did your best?
No question it was a step up in level. I feel like I could have done better. There was things, and I go into detail a little bit, you know, on my YouTube channel, Wide Open, and the whole ordeal. But really quick, so my peak week, the peak week is the final week leading into the show. I didn't peak. I looked better the week prior to the show, which yep. a lot of guys understand that. And I just didn't peak. But the guys I was on stage with, they looked great. And not that I didn't look great, I just didn't have the conditioning and, yeah, a lot of things, but I learned a lot.
How much of it is, and I mean, I'm just thinking back to watching, honestly, like Arnold Schwarzenegger and stuff. How much of it is your moves, you know, like the way you flex and your movement and all that? Is that a big part of it, or is it essentially you know, you've done
just
all the
how
work
you look.
Before, and just how you look.
Well, so, yeah, for me, the judges and the feedback was, you know, I got great stage presence. My posing was great. I just didn't have the conditioning. And what that means is I wasn't lean enough. Like, I needed to – I was the heaviest competitor on stage, and it showed. As lean as I am to the average guy, I'm super lean. But when you're going against pros who've been doing it for years, I needed to drop that weight and be more conditioned and more lean.
Wow. All right. Well, look, the big news in NFL, Le'Veon Bell to the Chiefs. You like it? Love it? Don't like it? What?
You know what? I don't mind it. I don't absolutely love it. I think, and the only reason why I don't absolutely love it is because he's proven that that's not the type of guy that you bring into a team like that that has it clicking on all cylinders long term. Now, if you're trying to make a continued splash, which they are, and they feel like they have gotten better, which they did, then you do that, and you feel like you got a quarterback that can handle that situation out on the field. You feel like you've got coordinators and leadership in place to handle the personality that you're bringing in, then yes, it is a good play. And I think they do have that. I don't like it as a fit because I think they have enough offensively.
See, I thought he might be better choice to go to Buffalo with what they're building there. I thought that was
that
the better
in my
pick.
Opinion, that, in my opinion, was a better fit, having watched Buffalo, seeing Josh Allen, knowing what they don't have coming out of the backfield. They have runners that can run downhill, but they don't have that pass-catching guy.
Greg, we've seen Lamar Jackson, and obviously they're winning. They're 4-1, and he's not playing poorly, but obviously his numbers aren't anything like they were last year. Do you think teams are figuring him out, and – is there another step he's going to have to take now? Like, could this be a problem, or you don't really think this is an issue going forward for them?
Teams are definitely figuring him out. When you think about how this league works, that's exactly how it works. You roll something out 1 year, and they took the league by storm in the regular season, but the Tennessee Titans showed everyone how you attack that style of offense that they want to play. And they're the type of team that they're a four-running team. Like, they need to be in lead, out front, and play with the lead so that their running game can be the focal point, not their passing game. They're not built to throw and catch up and play catch up. And that's where Lamar Jackson has to take the next step. We've seen him throw and we've seen him have success. But when they are down and they need him to throw 30-plus times, he hasn't proven that he can do that yet.
Greg, real quick, we got about a minute or so. We saw the Texans win their game after they got rid of their coach, right? And now the Falcons are playing without Dan Quinn. Does that work for a team? Like, you come back, the coaches get knocked out, and then all of a sudden a team can rally together. I just look at the Falcons. I wouldn't touch them with a nickel or bet a nickel on them. They just have looked so bad to me. Is there any chance that they win this week?
There is a chance. You know, I've been on the team. I was with the Dolphins when they fired Joe Philbin, and the next week we come out and we win because it galvanized the team. There was a change in at the head, and so everybody kind of came together. But it didn't turn around our season. Like, nothing.
Right.
We still were a bad team. But for that game, coming out of the gate, it was like, okay, we were all excited. You know, everybody's rejuvenated, so to speak. But you are still the same team. You still carry the same culture. You still have the same identity issues. And that's what the Falcons will still walk on the field with. They might come out with a spark, excited to play, and might shock the world, if you will, but they are still what they are. We've seen it.
Greg, in 30 seconds, we know you're a basketball fan. Obviously, the big conversation after the Lakers have won their fourth, or LeBron's fourth championship, is the GOAT conversation. Where are you at on that in about 30 seconds?
You know what? I'm always going to be on LeBron fan, but for me, Michael Jordan has cemented that.
Really? So there's nothing LeBron can do? I mean, realistically.
Just for me, because I've seen both of them play. Who's the better player? Who's the better? All of these different – there are so many different variables. And in my opinion, the GOAT is the guy that I would take right away, no matter what. And that's Jordan for me.
That's a good
way
to think.
It's hard to argue that. It's hard to argue that.
I got to admit, I think I do think LeBron can elevate, like, mediocre talent better than anybody ever. But I think I think Jordan's the better player. Yeah.
If you need a basket or a free throw at the end, it's Michael Jordan.
Right. Really a play, I think, even. Seriously. Yeah, any type of play. All right, that's our man Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion. Give me the beat. In and out. This is how it works. All right, brother. We will talk to you soon, man. Enjoy that that Lions and Jaguars barn burner you're in for on Sunday.
That's right. Hey, Greg, bet the ranch on the Lions. You never heard me say that before, Greg. Bet the ranch on the Lions.
I love it, man.
All right, brother.
All right, thanks.
More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from the Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Rob obviously knows what this is. I have no idea. Psychedelic.
It was a game show.
Really? And from the 60s, obviously,
no,
right?
No, from the 70s.
What game show?
Card Sharks.
This you was Card that? Sharks?
Yeah, yeah, this was Card Sharks. Yep.
Wow. That was a good show.
It was a really good show, Card Sharks. Speaking of unbelievable, did you see what just happened?
Yeah.
Is that Correa?
Carlos Correa, and he's the one been talking.
Talking
so,
smack.
It's appropriate. Solo home run in the bottom of the ninth to lift the Astros to a 4-3 victory over Tampa Bay. And Rob, it's now 3-2 Tampa Bay. They were up 3-0. He actually does the jump shot at the home plate. They are not social distancing either.
No, they didn't go they crazy, but they are right.
I don't blame them. But I can't even see. Here's the thing. Here's the dilemma. I don't want to say a dilemma, but you just got to fight it off. It's all when you don't really have a dog in the fight. It's natural to pull for the comeback, right?
Right. Yep. I think.
But
that's,
I don't want to pull for the Astros. But I'm a little excited right now. I mean, what?
No, it's a great comeback. And if they were able to win game six, Chris, and tie it 3-3, then you have a winner take all game seven.
But my point is, how can you pull for the Astros?
No, it's hard because of what they've been through.
So you pull for them to get to the World Series and then lose?
No, because if they get to the World Series, I think that helps their cause, doesn't it? I think that helps them.
It does.
Even if they lose,
yeah,
right?
I agree. It will help, no question. No question. Some might say they've helped themselves already. Probably not. But, you know, they're having a great postseason so far. I would love to see a Dodgers-Astros World Series.
That's the one they beat.
Right.
Exactly.
They cheated to win it. I mean, my
exactly.
goodness.
It would be a chance for them to get back, right?
Yep.
And for the Dodgers to beat them in a rematch. So, yeah, that could be pretty impressive.
The Dodgers also up 1-0, Rob. Kershaw looks all right. He gave up a hit on his first battery faced, but he settled down since then, and they're up 1-0 in the third inning. So
that's a good start for him.
That's a good start.
And that's what I was talking about with runs. You know, when you score a lot of runs in baseball, you probably aren't going to get a lot tonight,
right,
Chris. So you need pitching.
Right. So I'm surprised that you're bothered. I don't know if bothered or surprised is the words you want. About the White Sox going after Tony La Russa. Here's why I say it before you go. Because La Russa isn't an analytics guy. Right? I mean, he's old school. He's 76.
Right.
So he's old school. You would imagine he wants to manage his way. He wants to really manage, not just, you know, take orders from the front office. I mean, maybe he'll mix some of that in, I would guess. But I'm surprised that you're bothered by it and not overjoyed.
I just think the White Sox got something going, Chris. They got a nice team. I understand why they moved from Renteria. I got all that, okay? So I understand it. But there are other people out there, you know, like to dig deep like that for a 76-year-old guy, I there's something there that doesn't make any sense. I know he managed there, Chris. I know he's a fan favorite and people like Tony La Russa. But something just doesn't sound right. 76?
I mean, that's old. That's old.
Am I right?
Come
on.
There must be something.
76?
You know, look, he obviously...
And he won three World Series. We got it.
And maybe they just feel like, look, he's got the personality. He's got the touch. He knows what to say to get the best out of these guys. Because I agree with you. Obviously, they've got young talent. But you know, Rob, that don't mean nothing. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you gotta be able to get it out of that young talent. Maybe they think he's the guy. All right, iCouple, we got 1 hour left. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!